This is ABC Radio Brisbane with Rebecca Levingston.
If COVID-19 has done anything positive, it's perhaps highlighted how important kindness, human connection, and compassion are to all people. And someone who understands that at a fairly young age is Joshua Wood. At just 13 years, he has penned an essay that's just won the Lions Club International Peace Essay Contest. This year's theme was Peace Through Service. Joshua, good morning and congratulations.
Good morning. Thank you for having me here.
An absolute pleasure. And you brought along Mum, Jenny, as well.
That's right.
You are beaming, Jenny. You proud?
We are so proud of Josh. He's just an amazing, inspiring young man.
Josh, world peace, you know, just a little topic, just something simple you started out with. Why did you want to write about peace?
Well, I've often thought about peace, and I've often thought about how there are so many ways that we can live in a more peaceful world. I also think about how if we serve others, we can bring a much more inner peace to ourselves. And if we are kinder to other people and treat others the way we want to be treated, we can bring an inner peace to ourselves and others.
I love that. And you say that peace and service go hand in hand. What do you mean by that?
Well, peace and service are very similar because to create peace, we can serve others and not focus on ourselves as much, but others and making others more happy. And I truly believe that if we do this, we can bring we can have a much more peaceful society and make others happier.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's not a person in Brisbane who's listening to the radio this morning who doesn't 100% agree with you. Jenny, for you, were you surprised when Joshua, you know, sort of tapped out this essay and put this message out to the world?
Well, yeah, we actually couldn't believe it, but he's just become a beautiful writer and he just really, really enjoys writing. And when he wrote it, yeah, I was just quite shocked, actually, at how beautiful it was and heartfelt. And he just has a wisdom beyond his years, I think. He has been through a lot, and I think that has shown in how he writes.
Yeah, been through a lot. And, in fact, even just talking about you, talking about his writing makes you think about the way that people would read. The way that you read, Joshua, is to use Braille. Can you tell us a little bit about the condition that you have?
So the condition I have a rare retinal condition and I have very low vision. As well, I use Braille to read.
And has that always been present in your life?
Yes, I was born with this condition and it has like changed how I see things in the world. Like I have to listen a lot more and hear things a lot more. Yes. And I have to use my hands to feel things.
Yes. And when you say you have very low vision, what can you make out?
I can make out some very big things, but yeah, it's all very blurry and like very hard to see everything.
Okay.
Yeah. And I can't see like very far into the distance either.
Okay. Joshua Wood, he's 13 years old. He's just penned an essay that's won the Lions Club's International Peace Essay Contest. No small feat. Now being recognised right around the country and around the world. Indeed, the title of his essay was Peace and Service Go Hand in Hand. How was your memory of your grandfather involved in what you wrote?
Well, I really wanted to write about my grandfather because he really lived a life of service and he served others and he didn't want anything in return for his service. And I really wanted to write about peace and service, and I thought my grandfather would be the best person to include in my essay.
How did he serve other people?
Well, he did it in many ways. One of the most amazing ones was when he went to war and he sacrificed his own safety. And by doing so, he didn't want anything returned. He didn't even wear his war medals when he left World War II.
So he gave that service and he was certainly not looking for acknowledgement.
No.
Did you know him, Joshua?
I knew him when I was quite young, and I always do remember all the things he said, and my parents have always kept those stories he said alive.
Jenny, what do you think Joshua's grandfather would make of the message that he's sending out now?
I just think he would be so proud. He was an amazing man, and he loved Josh very, very much. And I just, yeah, I think both he and Nan would have been just so proud of Josh and just the amazing achievements that he's had. And I think he would just be shocked as well that Josh wrote about him, because he was a very humble man. Yeah. And I think he would just be very, very honoured that Josh thought so much of what he'd done.
Josh, people can see your essay, you reading it, on the Lions Club International Facebook page. It's uploaded there. You've done a fantastic job of reading it out as you're reading along in Braille as well. You're 13 years old, so you've still got a couple of years to sort of slog it out at school. Do you know what you want to do when you leave school, Joshua?
Well, as I'm still quite young, I don't exactly know what I want to be when I grow up. However, I'm interested in many things, such as architecture and design, and I also really enjoy playing blind golf and blind tennis.
Blind golf and blind tennis. Tell me more about that. Let's start on the golf course. How does that work?
So basically, it is like golf, but there's a few like modified rules for golf.
What are those modifications?
So basically, you don't have as far to hit the ball. Like, you don't have to hit it right from the start. And also, it's just like a lot more modified. And you also have like a caddy going on with you who helps you like know where to hit the ball.
Yes, okay. And, all right, so who knows, one day you might be pulling on a green jacket somewhere, time will tell.
That's right.
What about on the tennis court? How do you play blind tennis?
So blind tennis is a bit more modified. So you don't stand right on the baseline, you stand sort of halfway in between the baseline and the net, and you actually get three bounces instead of the one bounce when you hit the ball over. And yeah, so it's very modified and it's very fun. And I also use a ball with bells inside so I can hear where the ball's coming from.
I was wondering about that because I remember a couple of years back, I met a great guy who played lawn bowls.
Oh, wow.
And there was a sound associated with them as well. All right. So is there a bit of a blind tennis community in Brisbane, or do you play against players with vision?
No, I don't play against, not at the moment, I don't play against players like with vision, but there is a growing community with blind tennis, certainly in Brisbane.
Fantastic. I would love to know more about that. I might have to come out and see you on the tennis court someday, Joshua. Well, you're busy between the tennis, the golf, the international award-winning essays that you are writing. How does it feel to be acknowledged? I mean, this is not just a Brisbane award, not just an Australian award. This is the international community recognising you, Joshua.
Yeah, so the morning I got this award, I was absolutely shocked. I couldn't believe it at first. And I never thought that my writing would be an international writing competition standard. I was absolutely shocked. And I'm so excited and just so happy.
Congratulations, Joshua.
Thank you.
And all the very best. And Jenny,
Thank you.
Goodness, you were just sitting there, a human being beaming with pride. I love it.
Yeah, we are just so, his whole family, we're just so proud of Josh, and more proud of the person that he is. He is such a humble young man and is always thinking of everybody else rather than himself. And I can honestly say I've never heard the young man complain with anything. So we're really proud he's got this acknowledgement. But, he's just a beautiful young boy and a fantastic writer. And we are just, amazed by him and just pretty much along for the ride of his incredible life.
Well, I hope the whole world is listening to what you're saying in terms of kindness, human connection, compassion and peace through service. Jenny and Joshua, great to meet you this morning. Thank you both.
You too.
Thank you.
I've been honoured to be here today.
Joshua Wood and Mum Jenny, if you want to watch a video of Joshua's essay, might be something good to do with the kids on school holidays. You can head to the Lions Club's international Facebook page. It's uploaded there. Joshua Wood, Peace and Service Go Hand in Hand. That's the title of his essay. And there's a video of him reading it out on the Lions Club International Facebook page.
This is ABC Radio Brisbane with Rebecca Levingston.